Love Talk Radio.
Praise God. Praise God. Oh, I am just so overjoyed today on this Mother's Day. Praise God. I just want to let you all enjoy some more praise in a few minutes, but I want to bring you in with a poem first before we go on with this. Praise God. We are just enjoying Mother's Day. And here is a poem that was given to me from one of the mothers of the church and wanted read. Praise God. Before we go into our lesson for tonight. And the poem reads as thus: Mothers, Heavenly Father, thank you for being almighty, worthy, wise, and wonderful, our God, our light. For you created woman, and she was blessed to bring forth life. You blessed her with a touch of your wisdom and filled her with your love. And when that life was birthed, she became mother and approved and anointed from above. She was dedicated, committed, and loving for her gift, her bundle of joy. See, our mothers was created with understanding. They are compassionate, kind, smart, and a little coy. Mothers are equipped with more qualities than I can even name. She can be sweet and tender, stern or firm, using a hard hand. It was the purest kind of love. Now I understand. My mother was all we had and all we knew to trust. She gave up everything for us children. So what is it that you are trying to say? You need to show love, respect, and appreciation for your mother while she's still here today. Many thanks to those, to these great mothers are acknowledging only one day. But I'm here to say that mothers, you are loved and cherished by God each and every day. God placed mothers on this earth and gave her purpose and power. When God blessed us mothers, it was one of our finest hours. So, Father God, we thank you for our mothers, your marvelous creation, with a heart that's bigger than life, a creator's work of art, one of God's grand manifestations. Mother's love created you. We honor you. In our hearts, we celebrate you, and we came this day to say from the heart of our hearts to yours, a very happy and blessed Mother's Day. Praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live on Block Talk. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son, a daughter, or drugs to prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet? God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you, Father God, this afternoon, God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. Oh, God, teach us your way. I thank you for today, God, for every mother, oh, God, that's been represented today, God. I pray, God, that they have been blessed by their loved ones, sons and daughters and sisters and brothers and mothers, oh, God. And, Father, I pray that your blessings upon them, oh, God. And they continue to strive to be the mother that you made them to be, God, because you fearfully and wonderfully made us, God. I thank you, Father God, for all the love that you have poured in them today, God. Oh, Father God, touch that son, whether he's far or near. And, oh, God, help him to reach out to his mother. Touch that daughter, wherever she may be, God. God, let there be no stigmatism in the family today, God. No one not speaking, God. Oh, God, cause your love, oh, God, to rise. Oh, God, wherever they be. They might be on drugs or prison walls, God. They may have been hurt by their mother or the mother hurt by them, oh, God. But God, heal today, God, and make this a special day for them, oh, God. Lord, that you have stepped in and brought healing, oh, God, to the hearts and the mind of your people, oh, God. Oh, Father, thank you, Father God. Lord, touch in a mighty way, oh, God. Oh, God, and let them hear and let them know, oh, God. Father God, oh, God, that you have loved, oh, God, with an everlasting love, and you want us to love as well, God. Oh, God, spread, oh, God, spread far and near, God. Oh, for everyone that hears this program, oh, God. Oh, Father God, move on the hearts of your people in a mighty way, God. Oh, because the devil would love to steal, kill, and destroy. God, but you have come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we want life. We want love life, oh, God, that life that will never die, God, because your love will never die, Father. Touch your people, God, today. And, oh, God, let them, oh, God, glorify you and magnify you because you are good. And we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to bring another song, and I'll be right back.
You understand being my wife? By the time they got almost to the old folk home, that mother looked down the road. She saw an old ragged car coming. By the time the car got closer, that mother said, wait a minute, son. I believe I saw my boy going there. They stopped those cops. They got out. Greeted one another with a kiss. There were no good sons and mama. How you been doing? I was on my way home to see you. I was on my way to tell you. I don't do what I used to do. I stopped by church one night.
Praise God. I have two poems here. I have one poem and two cards to be read tonight. One reads as for someone special on Mother's Day that was sent in. Just to let you know how special you are and how much appreciation I hold in my heart for you. I hope your Mother's Day will be extra and blessed. That's from Cindy Lee. Praise God. Then one from Houston, my son. A mother's love is big enough. enough to last the whole lifetime. Mom, through it all, you've been there for me, loving me no matter what. I couldn't be more thoughtful and thankful, and I love you just as much. Happy birthday, Aberi Ijam. I have a poem from where I attend the Bible study, where they wrote to their mother. I used to hold you in my arms. You were little and weak. I was big and strong, with bright eyes so lovely. How you depend on me. I will never let you leave my sight, watch over you day and night. I was there to catch you when you started to walk, knew every word when you started to talk. When you would frown, I'd check it out. What was the frown all about? I kissed away all your pain and hurt. When you played in the mud, I washed away all the dirt. I was always there to catch you when you started to fall, tried to answer all your calls. When you grew up, life wasn't the same. Why did you leave home? Why did you change your name? Now years and years have passed away, and I am getting old and gray. Life is playing a different song. Now I am weak and you are strong. I need you to kiss away the pain. I need you to make me little smile again. I need you to catch me when I start to fall. I need you to answer all my calls. I just need all of you to hold on to. A dear mom, praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of our moms today, and thank God that he made us to be moms. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for moms. Well, our minister Peggy is out tonight, and we pray for her. Praise God, and pray that everything is going well with her. Praise God. Our title tonight is going to be talking about bad mom, good moms. But at this time, we're going to let Minister Janice bring us a poem. Go ahead, Minister Janice.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
Mothers, she's the one who knows you, believes in you, and loves you with a heart that God made, kind and gentle, understanding and encouraging, patient and giving, always, always giving. Thank you so much, so very, very much. Praying for Mother's Day, praying your Mother's Day is beautifully blessed. And that's Proverbs 11 and 16, and it says, a woman of gentle grace gets respect. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. As I said tonight, our title tonight is going to be Good Mom, Bad Moms. Praise God, mothers, good mothers, bad mothers. And we're going to start first one on a good one. And we're going to look at Moses, Exodus chapter 2, 2 through 10. I mean, 1 through 10, okay? Exodus chapter 2, 1 through 10. And a man of the house of Levi went and took a wife, a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that that child was beautiful, she saw him. She saw that he was beautiful. He was a beautiful child. So she hid him for 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrush for him, dubbed it with asphalt and pitch, put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked along the river side. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the maiden went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him, and the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, "Because I drew him out of the water." Praise God. We see here a mother, a good woman, wanting to protect her child because they was killing the boy children. And so she hid her child, and she had to take chances on that child. So she made a basket of bulrush and pitch and put it along the Nile River and sent him down the river. She had to take a chance for protection. That's what we was reading about in some of the poems that we read, how a mother loves her child, what she will do to protect her child. Praise God. So she did what she, and look how God protected that child. God protected that child. He didn't even sneeze or cry going down the riverbank. And the basket didn't even float all the way out in its stay. God kept that basket. See how the keeping power of God. God kept that basket right along the riverbank so that they can reach it, reach down and pick up the child. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that an awesome story to start off with today? How God can keep us, keep our children. God can do anything but fail. Oh, gracious God. He kept Moses. And so can he keep yours. Praise God. Oh, praise God. And another thing that we look at the stolen blessings, and we see here in Genesis chapter 27 that Isaac wanted to bless his son Esau, and he gave him some orders of what he wanted him to do. But Rebekah heard her husband telling her son what to do. So she loved the other son more than she did the other. So she spoke to Jacob and told him how to deceive his brother, her husband. Praise God. This should not have been. This is not being a good mother when you are going to take sides and tell your child to do something to harm or hurt the other, whatever it may be. She lied, she schemed, and caused hurt and deception. When we read in Genesis, we see Esau was deceived by his brother of his birthright, also of his blessing. So he had deception in his heart all the way. So why didn't his mother step in at this point and not try to bring more hurt? The Bible say, no matter what man may try to do to you, God is still there on your side. Let's read Genesis 27, 39 through 40. Genesis, praise God. Genesis 27, 39 through 40. Praise God. Praise God. And it reads as thus. Thirty. 39. I'm looking at 29. Okay. 39. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of the heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live and shall serve thy brother. And he shall come, and it shall come to pass when thou shalt have dominion that thou shalt break the yoke off of thy neck. In the end, God, if God's blessing is for you, you will get it. No matter what man may try to do, God still blessed his child. He blessed him. We see how God opened up a way where there seemed to be no way. You know, he thought it was all over since his father had blessed his brother and said, everything is gone for me. But no, God say no. God say no. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at another one. Praise God. Us all through the Bibles where there is sons and daughters. Praise God. Let's look at 1 Samuel 1 and 17. But praise God. 1 Samuel. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Samuel 1. And 17, praise God. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of his Israel grant you thee thy petition that thou hast asked for him for. Here we see Hannah had made a promise to God that if she bore a son, she would give him back to God. Service. Hannah followed through with what she had asked God for. She handed the child over to Eli for training as a priest. God blessed Hannah for honoring her pledge to him. She bore three sons afterward and two daughters. Samuel grew and became the last of Israel's judges. His first prophet, he was the first prophet and counselor to the first two kings, Saul and David. Her son is listed in the book of the Hebrews in 11:32 in the Faith Hall of Fame. What a good mother. How do you offer your children back to God? How many times do you offer your children back to God? Hannah did. And Hannah's son grew and became kings. And they put him in the Hall of Fame of faith. Praise God. But he had a praying mother. Hannah was a praying mother. Praise God. And Hannah prayed for her children. Hannah was once barren and didn't have children. And God blessed Hannah. And Hannah bore more children. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Praise God. God is an awesome God, and God will bless us in ways that we think not. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let's look at another one in 1 Kings 3 and 16. Praise God. 1 Kings, we're going to look at this mother and see what she did. 1 Kings 3, 16 through 27. And it reads as thus. Then there came two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And the woman said, O my lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in this house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered that this woman was delivered also. And we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house. And the woman child died in the night because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. And when I arose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son, which I did bear. And the other woman said, nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, no, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. So they had an argument over whose son it was, and the one had stolen the other one's son. Isn't it something? Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king, the one said, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other said, nay, but my son is the dead, and my son is the living, thy son. And the king said, bring me a sword. And they brought the sword before the king. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. A woman that yearned for her son is willing to give him up and to someone whom the child don't belong to because of the love she has for her son. Praise God. Don't mess with that woman's son. And she said, oh, my Lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. But the other said, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divided. See what a bad mom is like. Why would she want to kill that child? And she knows it's jealousy. Jealousy. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child, in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. He saw the compassion of this mother that did not want this child killed. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. It is horrible. It's horrible to want to steal another woman's baby. You know, we see this sometimes on the news. It's not just only happened back at that time, but it has happened time and time before. People have snatched people's babies from shopping centers or wherever. Oh, bad moms. Ask God, Black Hannah, to give you a mom, a baby. Go to God and ask God to give you a baby. Praise God. 2 Kings 6 and 29. 2 Kings 6 and 29 says, let's go back up at 28. And the king said unto her, what aileth thee? And she answered, this woman said unto me, give thy son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So she boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, give my son that we may eat him. And she hid her son. And it came to pass when the king heard the words of the woman that he rent his clothes, and he passed by up on the wall, and the people looked on him, and behold, he had sackcloth upon his flesh. There was a famine. Praise God. Again, we see two women fighting over a son. But there was famine in the land. Praise God. And when it came for her, one woman killed a son and boiled it, and they ate it because they was hungry. But when it came time to kill the other woman's son, she hid him. She hid him.
because she loved her son so much. She'd rather die instead of killing her son. Think about it. Oh, praise God. How mean some mothers can be. We go and we do abortions. We take our child's life when we can find other means to support it or but can you get hungry enough? Can you get hungry enough to take your child's life? Think about it. Can you be so hungry? Well, I've never been there, and you've never been there. Praise God. We see here where a woman refused to boil her son. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's very hard. It's very hard when you will have to make a decision of that sort if you really love your child. So we saw here a bad woman, a mother, and a good mother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, let's look at, praise God, the Proverbs 21 woman, praise God. What was she tell us to do, praise God? What was she like, Proverbs, a good woman? The Bible says she was a good woman. Who can find a virtuous woman? For a price is for a bar rubies. Her heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hand. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth up also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her handmaids. She considereth the field and buyeth it with the fruit of her hand. She planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthens her arm. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold to the staff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all of her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her house, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it. She delivereth girdles unto the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in times to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her husband, of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Praise God. Favor and deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Praise the Lord. That's the woman. That's the woman God is looking for. Praise God. God is looking for a woman that is going to prepare for her husband, her family. She looketh out. Praise God. She looketh out. a way to make her home comfortable. Praise God. Hallelujah. Proverbs 31. Praise God. We should read it often, often, and find out how God wants us to behave as a woman. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is so much that we need to learn about being a virtuous woman. It is so much that we need to know how to take care of our homes, our children, our husbands. This woman even took care of the merchants, all of her servants. She made sure everybody was taken care of. Praise God. Well, let's look at another one. Praise God. Go to John 19, 26 and 27. Praise God. John 19, 26 and 27. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Then said he to the disciples, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. Here was Mary, the mother of Jesus. She had watched her son go through many things. She had followed him as they whipped him, as he was beaten. Could you have been Mary, the mother of Jesus? She watched her son as they scorned him. She watched her son, mother who loved her son, son that loved his mother. She watched them spit on him. She watched them everything. She stood behind the rushes and rushed through the rushes to see what they were saying and what they were doing to her son. But God had him all the time. Let's don't forget the one that died for us. That one that went through, that was whipped with so many stripes. Jesus, our Lord. But he had a mother that stood beside him. Everything he went through. Think about, if you had to be the mother that stood at the foot of the cross while they nailed him to it and hear the pounding of the nails. Hear the pounding of the nails in his feet and in his wrist. Can you stand it to hear the hammer ringing? What was he doing, dying for our sins? A mother that gave up her son for the love of Christ, for the world. She loved him so much she was willing to give him. I asked you the question early. What would you give your son back to Jesus? Would you give him back to Jesus? Would you give him back? This woman gave her son back to God to redeem a dying world for you and I. His blood was shed. She had to watch it. This mother, I'm talking about a mother, a real mother, to allow her son to die for a sinful world. A mother that stood at the foot of the cross and looked up as he looked down. Praise God.
And he mumbled the words to John, "Behold my mother. Behold my mother." And they took her, the Bible said, to his house. Could you have left your son hanging there? Give him back. I say to you tonight, if you have wayward children, if you have children you haven't heard from this Mother's Day, give them to God. Give them to God. Really, 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 really release them into God's hand and say, "God, these are yours. And Lord, I commend them into your hand that you help me. That you help me, God, even if they are small and they're not giving you any trouble. Ask God to help you to rear those children up in the admonition of the Lord. You are the mother. Ask the Lord to help you in every area where you fall short to rear those children as God would have you do as the Proverbs 31 woman that we just read about. That your children will call you blessed. That our homes will be blessed. If you give them back to God and ask the Lord to bless your home, bless your children, your husband, truly God hears the cries of a mother. Praise God. Truly God hears the cries, the heart cries of a mother. He is the one that made you and knows all about you. Praise God. He is the one, praise God, who's going to be your helper. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said he will be there for you in dark times, in good times, and in bad times. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am going to say a little prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. For our mothers and all those, praise God, that are having a little, maybe a little, I would say, a hard time trying to get across to our children. Praise God. Father, Heavenly Father, I know, Lord Jesus, that you are our Lord and King, and you intercede for us. You are loving and forgiving God. And Lord, I ask you to forgive all teenagers and children for their sin, for any unforgiveness that they may have in their heart. I ask you, Lord, to forgive them for not always making you the priority of their life. I know that they are strong and they need your help right now. They are being tempted to do things that are not good for them. Give them the strength to say no to these pressures. Help them to find good and godly things to keep them busy instead of the things their friends want them to do. You are their strength, Lord, and I know that you understand all the temptation that teenagers face today and what it will take for them to keep them from being lured into the wrong direction. So, Lord, I trust you to know their heart and keep them from these worldly traps. Help them, Lord, to receive fully with understanding your word so that their faith, when it is tested, their endurance has the chance to grow. I know that you will guide them along the right pathway for their lives and that you will advise them and watch over them. And I know, Lord, that you are their counselor and they should always depend upon you. And when they are in need of your guidance, Lord, and when they don't know what to do, God, help them to do what you want to be done in all situations as a teenager must face. Lord, you know where our teenagers are today, God. Oh, they say this generation, they have given up on it. But, God, we know that there's nothing too hard for you, oh, God. So, Lord, please put godly people in their path and show them the steps they need to take. I know, Lord, that they are friends who destroy each other, but a real friend stick is closer than a brother. I ask you to help them to find the kind of Christian friends that will be closer than a brother. Help them, Lord, to be the kind of friends to others that they would want for themselves. Open their eyes to see good quality in people around them. There are so many questions that they need to ask and are being torn between finding the truth and having a good time and keeping their friends. Help them to do the right thing instead of wearing a mask and being phony just to be popular. Heavenly Father, I ask you to show them their faith when they feel like giving up. Remind them of your unconditional love when they seem to have no hope. I know, Lord, that you will continue the battle for them when they can't. Help them, Lord, to hope in you. Help them, Lord, that you will continue the battle for them when they can't. Help them to learn to hang on to you and go to you when they are going in the wrong direction. Help them to keep their thoughts on you when they become weak. Help them, Lord, to continue to praise you during these low times. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for reaching down into their world, drawing them closer to you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing them to soak up your strength during moments like these. I thank you, Lord, for never giving up on them, even though they feel like they have given up on themselves. Make them into that worthwhile person that you destined them to be. Teach them to know your will for their life and to be obedient to you. Do not let anything, Lord, interfere with the destiny that you have for them. I know that you have a great plan for them. Help them to find it. I praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord, for the comfort that you bring, for just listening to me right now. In Jesus' name, I bring all our teenagers before you, Lord, those that are in prison, those that have lost parents, those that are on drugs, those that are in into homosexuality, those that are disobedient to parents, disrespect to others. In every way, I bring them before you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Father, whatever our children stand in need of, I bring them before you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. And Father, I do pray your blessing upon everyone that is listening, everyone that is not listening. Father God, bless them and they're going in, coming out, to rising and sitting down. Father, in the name of Jesus, may they be blessed, oh Father God, as a mother in every way, God, as they endure and try to be the best mother that they possibly can, God. Father God, I do believe, God, that you can help every mother to be, oh God, the mother you call them to be. Oh, Father God, may the Lord bless them, may he keep them, may you cause your face to shine upon them, and may that you be gracious to them, and Lord, may you lift up your countenance toward them and give them peace in the name of Jesus. Thank every mother that called, listening to this program, may the blessings of God be upon you. May you be the blessed, best mother that God called you to be. Praise God. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.